What's up, you guys, and welcome to the first episode of Why Monero Matters. And this is your pseudonymous host, a Bitcoin Maxi, jumping down the Monero rabbit hole. I am to Monero kind of what Peter McCormick is to Bitcoin, probably even a little less than that. The goal and mission of this podcast is to help many Bitcoiners examine, explore, and learn about the Monero network and currency, why it's important, and how it compares to the world's most famous cryptocurrency, Bitcoin. This podcast is launching in what is probably a very pivotal stage in Monero's maturity. As I've kind of read it, at a pretty broad level, Monero seems to be attacked from all sides, both by the media at large as a darknet coin, as well as being attacked by unknown attackers at the base layer. Since this is the first pilot episode of the podcast, should probably start off just explaining how I got into Bitcoin and why Monero seems to have piqued my interest so far. I got into Bitcoin really in 2017 when we were in that bull run. Forgot about it, didn't really take the time to study it, didn't really understand its importance. And when coronavirus happened, it really made me re-examine the Federal Reserve's quantitative easing, the manipulation of today's currency and really global currency, as so many currencies are pegged to the U.S. dollar. So saw Bitcoin as kind of the light at the end of the tunnel as far as fiat currency goes, but the more I studied it and the more I came to understand how privacy or the lack thereof worked on Bitcoin, the more I started to seek out what are commonly known as privacy coins, Monero being the largest by market cap, seems to have the most promising kind of network and technology behind it. Obviously, there are a lot of risks because it is prone to change. It is in a relatively infantile state. There is substantial risk involved with it, but, you know, as I said earlier, the goal of this podcast is to really examine exactly what Monero is all about, why it deserves to be on the stage alongside Bitcoin, the importance of privacy, both financial, digital, and otherwise, and learn from people who are far more knowledgeable than I in the Monero sphere, maybe get some Bitcoiners in here as well, talk about the pros and cons of each, and go from there. So, you know, pretty confident in the longevity of Bitcoin. I understand there are concerns. A lot of Monero coiners like to label Bitcoin as a surveillance coin. Completely understand where they're coming from on that. But also understand that because Monero is so private, I think there are some trade-offs that you get compared to Bitcoin. So looking forward to learning the differences between each, comparing the two, and, you know, at the end of the day, maybe seeing if my Monero holdings get a little bit larger the more I learn about it compared to Bitcoin. So looking forward to learning from some of the industry leaders. I've reached out to a few of them. Hopefully, once the podcast gets a little bit more footing, a little bit more support, we'll be able to grow from there and really help the Bitcoin and maybe larger crypto community, get them a little bit more educated on Monero and how it stands out as perhaps maybe not a shitcoin, as, you know, some Bitcoiners would say that it is. And, you know, I think the biggest challenge for Monero is really the cognitive dissonance that so many Bitcoiners have because they've kind of put their blinders on, they focused only on Bitcoin. They've got this there can only be one mentality quite often when, you know, there may be another coin that, you know, provides benefits that Bitcoin perhaps just can't. Bitcoin's obviously being adopted by institutions and corporations today because it is trackable, because it probably will be more government regulation friendly than a coin where you can't track anything. Corporations, institutions, you know, I can't see an environment where they would be able to adopt a cryptocurrency like Monero if we're going with the digital gold metaphor. Every gold bar that you get doesn't have an entire transaction history of everyone who's owned it before. You don't have to worry about maybe owning Fidel Castro's gold bar. So if we're looking at kind of the ideal cryptocurrency as being divisible, durable, portable, recognizable, and scarce, encapsulating the principles of money, it could be argued potentially that Monero, because it is far more fungible, kind of exemplifies the properties of gold perhaps more than Bitcoin. I don't claim to be a Bitcoin or Monero expert by any means. I've got a pretty layman's understanding, and like I said, looking forward to learning more. So that's it. That's the end of this first episode. Obviously not the longest episode. I'm sure you guys don't want to hear me meander on about myself, but we'll plan on releasing episodes hopefully weekly. I do have a full-time job, but we'll dedicate my weekends and evenings for this show. If you guys have any content ideas or know of anyone who might be a good addition to the show to bring on, let me know. And otherwise, I will look forward to seeing you guys soon.